All right, and welcome to Everyone's a Critic. I'm your host, Johnny Gill, with my co-host, Sean Ellis. Sean, say what's up to the people.
What's up, everybody? We're back.
We are back. Episode 226. Gonna kind of preview the spring 2024 season. We had a great winter season. Fantastic, competition. A lot of things went well. A lot of things we want to improve. And I was really proud of not just the league itself, with the players and the competition. Once again, we finished in the high rankings around the country with our league, and definitely in our region. So shout out to Osmond Hoops in Houston, here at Cypress. Still trying to make big things, always trying to improve and make the league better.
Absolutely. Did some good stuff, got some recognition nationwide for some of the things that we did. So shout out to all our players, staff, and everybody. Just kind of really takes a village to kind of get everybody where we want to get. So we do it for you guys, and we want to continue to put out a good product for you guys.
Absolutely. Now, first and foremost, shout out to the champs, Neighborhood Misfits. Setting history in a couple of aspects. They were let's highlight a few of them. For one, they're the first team to go 11-0 and win the championship. They also first team to go 11-0 and win the championship, winning all games by double figures, and also the first team to go 11-0. And am I missing anything? They didn't win every game by 20. I think they won one by 19.
Yeah.
Oh, and score 100 points in every game. They scored 100 points in every game.
100 points in every game. I can honestly say that it probably was the most dominant run of all time at Ultimate Hoop Cypress. And, probably one of the most dominant runs, probably the whole reason. They came out and said they were going to do this, and they came out and did exactly that. It's at times, it was scary how potent they were offensively and defensively. Again, I definitely wouldn't call them the greatest team per se. All the history would tell us what they like history wise. We need a time to go by before I could probably make a statement like that. But they were definitely, I can say now, without timing to pass by, say they probably had the most dominant run that we ever had here at Cypress. Some of those first King of the North teams, the league wasn't quite as strong as it is now. Definitely a squad has definitely put their stake in, some level of dominance in the league. But just from quarter by quarter, they were kind of like, for some of you younger guys, I don't know if you know who Roy Jones is. For Roy Jones in the late 90s, he would go fights without losing a round. He had a stretch where he would go through 12 and not lose a round. And that's kind of what the Misfits look like. Is Roy Jones the greatest fighter of all time? I wouldn't probably say he's the greatest fighter of all time, but he had a dominant stretch there that was as good as probably any boxer ever. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at with the Misfits. They had a time of dominance where this past season where, like I said, they went quarter one through four, and they beat everybody by double digits, and I say pretty much beat everybody by pretty much 20. I think it's one team they didn't beat by 20. And think about it, it usually took one run. Some teams they went on multiple runs, but usually it'll be like that run, 15-1 run, 15-0 run, 17-0 run, that pretty much always put them over the edge. Where it'll be a well contested game, a well played game, and all of a sudden, they go on this big run, and nothing that the team can do about it. The team's never able to get back in the game. Again, shout out to them. Amazing season. I'll give them the crown of the most dominant season. and they're a well-deserved champion, no doubt.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. We got preseason power rankings coming up next. All right, time for our preseason power rankings. Now, Sean, we got a long, long list here. Ooh, 12 teams. There's a lot to unpack, but we're going to try to do this as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So, my listeners, I want you to bear with me. I'm going to make this quick and painless. Sean, on the other hand, we can't make no promises. You know how Sean gets long-winded. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what he has. I have very little insight because it's kind of early. So I'm going to kind of go off of, just kind of a quick glance at these teams. This is interesting, man. I'm not going to lie. This is like a reunion. Like 12 teams. Like, damn. This is like a freaking reunion. Ultimate Hoops reunion. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, I think I got cut down to 11. I had it at 12.
I got it cut down to 11. Oh, okay, 11. Okay, good. So we're going with three teams won't make it.
Yeah, so three teams won't make it.
That's tough. Okay. Number one, I got to go with Misfits. I got to give Misfits their just due. They are the defending champs. And looking at their roster, that roster looks pretty good. Not going to lie. So I'm going to put them at number one. Number two, out of respect, I'm going to go Squad One, one of the storybook franchises here in our league. I think they are coming for blood. They're coming in hungry. I like their roster. Roster looks pretty strong. Should be interesting matchups along the way. So it's, for them, it's just about getting up and, you know, being motivated to play. Number three, I'm going to go, I guess I have to go with, just because I know Hip Hop and Roll has a lot of players, but I don't know if, you know, that necessarily means anything. I'm going to go with the Bullets. Looking at their team, it's like a combination of the Bullets mixed in with a little bit of Free. Mixed in with a little bit of everything. I like the team. I like the team. So I'm gonna go Bullets number three. Number four, I'm gonna go Kryptonite. They were, you know, the other side of the championship game. I think they're still hungry. I think they're still gonna put some pieces together. I like the addition of Jeremy Hines. I think that's a great fit for them. Instant offense, a guy who's can get downhill, can score, can fill it up. I like that team at number four. Number five, I'm gonna go Hip Hop and Roll number five. Again, they have a lot of players, but they also have a lot of good players. So I like what they have. I like what they're bringing. I'm gonna go with them. And again, y'all, this is based off of, you know, what I know. So I can't just give you guys that are new, or, you know, a team that's new. I can't just give you all the love if I don't know the team. So I'm going off of what I know. Right. What number was on? I was on number five.
We're on number six now.
Oh, we're on six now. Okay, yeah. Number six, I got Lightwork. I'm going to go Lightwork. I like Sweat, Mike, Terry, Leonard, one of the better distributors in the league. I like that look. Number seven, I'm going to go Hollywood. I think Hollywood's coming back stronger. I know they only won one game last season, but again, I think... Their roster looks strong now. Looks stronger. I'll go with Hollywood. That was eight, or was that seven?
That was seven.
Okay, number eight. I'm gonna go with. We're not done with the '90s. I like the team I'm on, but again, it's about attendance. I think it's about guys showing up, and I think we're still gonna have some roster spots that we need to fill. So looking forward to that. Number nine, I'm going with Flint Tropics. I think Flint Tropics will be a good team. They will be a great matchup opening week. So I'm looking forward to that. Number 10. Trying to make sure I'm not missing anybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think I have... Oh, Overrated and Hoop Enthusiast. Okay, so... I'm not going to go against Rashawn and put him last. I'm going to say Rashawn's team
probably be number 10 with Hoop Enthusiast. And then at number 11, I'm going to go with Overrated. Again, no slight to Overrated. It's just I don't know a lot of guys, or I don't remember a lot of guys. I'm trying to think of the, you know, the fit per se. So, Sean, if you can refresh my memory on, you know, some of the guys that I may be missing, maybe I might change my tune. But for right now, that's my unofficial power rankings. Okay, what you got?
So, I think Overrated now will be called Rare Breed. That's their new name.
Okay.
They went from Overrated to Rare Breed. But, I mean, you're not far off, man. I think you got to give the love to Neighborhood Misfits. They are the defending champs.
Mm-hmm.
They coming back with the majority of the same squad with some new bigs.
I seen that.
Yeah. So, you know, they're going to be athletic as usual. They're going to be fast as usual, and they're going to be big. So there'll be a lot to deal with. I'm going to go with the same thing with you. I'm going to go squad one. Number two, I respect. I think they're coming back. They'll be as strong as ever. The real test now will be that they are a little older, though. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see what the real test is going forward. But, yeah, they are a little older, so we'll see what happens. But them, three is tough, man. I'm going to go with Hip Hop and Roll three. They got a lot of players. You know they're always going to be solid defensively. They have size, and they got defenders. Like, the thing with them, as has been with past seasons, can they score enough to beat the elite teams?
Yeah.
And that's what we don't know yet. So, there'll be a three, though.
See, they got Geronimo back.
They do what they did. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, that's scoring. That's scoring.
That's huge. Literally and
and figuratively.
So that's gonna be big for them. Yeah, we're looking at
number four.
Kryptonite
four. I'm going
Kryptonite.
Okay. So far
we agree. They went to the finals last year and lost. So I'm giving them the edge. So I'm gonna go team Kryptonite.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go with the Bullets.
Okay.
They're nice, and this is the actual Bullets. We're talking about Larry, BJ, Johnny, Shannon. You know, only thing I ain't missing is Sweat.
Yeah.
So like, this is the Bullets. So I'm looking at the Bullets. They'll definitely they'll be a problem.
Yeah, Eddie and Jeff too. That's a nice combo.
And they brought back Greg. So again, they'll be a problem.
Man, they throw if they throw Anthony in there, that's a team, dog.
Yeah, right. So they'll be a problem. Then I'm gonna go with Light Work.
Okay.
Got Mike, Sweat, Terry, Davey, who's came in second in MVP, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I didn't even see David right there. Okay.
Yeah. Lenard, who made second team by all Cypress last season. Mm-hmm. And then we got a couple new guys, and of course they got Sweat, Mike, who's one of the best shooters in the league. So Light Work is going to be right there in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Hollywood. Hollywood got some guys, man.
They do.
I expect them to get a couple dubs this season. So I'm gonna give them I'm gonna go Hollywood after that.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go Flint Tropics.
Okay.
I expect Flint Tropics as well to get a couple. A dub or two to see. Like I said, it's gonna be interesting. But you know, they got a little more athletic. They added a couple guys. They got a little more athletic. So I definitely think they'll definitely. If you don't come with your B to A game, you're gonna have issue.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna go ahead. We ain't done with the '90s. If they feel their roster out like it's supposed to be filled out, they're gonna be all right. But mm-hmm. I can see them struggling, and it's gonna be a struggle to start. They got Flint Tropics right at the gate, so this could be a very interesting game. This first game with Flint Tropics and we ain't done with '90s. So we're gonna see who's gonna pull that one out. I just think that game's gonna be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got I'm going to go with Rare Breed because I think these guys have played with each other. We got Willie Chan, Mudge.
Yeah.
Jason Samuel, he going to be playing a few leagues back.
I like his game.
Brandon Choi. So I'm going to give them that 10th spot. And I'm going to give Rashad's team that last spot. Not because they can't play, but I think it's more about a chemistry thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got guys who can play, you got guys who compete, but this is a chemistry thing, and I'm not sure how they will fit together yet. So it'll be interesting. It'll be good, though. I think it's gonna be really good. Like I say, I don't see any teams that are bad per se, but this thing about there are no teams that are bad, but you're playing a very competitive league, and you could be considered bad in a league where you're probably really not bad.
Yeah.
If you get drift.
I get it. Well, look at that. We both went 5 minutes each. That's impressive. And that was we never go that quick, especially not with that many teams. I mean, my goodness. But again, this is all preseason. This is all on paper. Once we get an assessment of what we've seen and what we've divulged, then it's going to probably be a little longer. It'll probably be a little bit longer. I'm not going to lie. We have to give you guys good content. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. We have what's new coming up next. All right, time for our final topic of the night. We got what's new. So we're going to talk about three things. You know, we're always trying to make the league better. Always trying to improve in some way to... you know, help grow the league and, you know, the players' interest per se. So for one, the number one highlighted thing we're going with is going to be advanced stats. So our advanced stats, what that is we'll highlight one stat that you can't find on the website. So for example, you have points, rebounds, PER, points, rebounds, assists. You got all those things that you can find on the website, right? But with our advanced stats that we'll highlight and we'll put, maybe we'll put it on our story, possibly talk about it on the podcast. At some point, it'll be mentioned with the advanced stat.
Yeah.
So that would be more like what a player's shooting percentage was from, you know, the left side of the court, right side of the court, the mid range. Your percentage when being guarded by a certain player, or multiple players. Those are all the things that we're going to try to do this upcoming season. Really, really looking forward to that. So it'll only be one game, one player that we'll focus on for the advanced stats. So if you're the lucky player, you know, congrats to you. And I think we'll probably cut that off. Probably by the regular season. Yeah, we probably won't do that for playoffs, so we can focus in on the playoffs. Right. Do you like the advanced stats idea?
Absolutely, because I think it's something that not only that I think it helps you as a player, it allows you to let you know some of the things that you're doing really well and what parts of the game that you're doing really well at. It's bigger than just I scored this amount of points. I hit this amount of threes.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you to know why, where, and when, you know, you might have been doing some of the things that you're doing. If we could have a stat that shows, you know, that, you know, you shoot shots from the elbow under 2 minutes, you know, whatever the case may be,
yeah.
You kind of get too nerdy there. But again, just from a scouting part of it, being like a scout for a basketball team, I think it's pretty cool when players kind of can see where they're the most effective at in games and what parts of the floor they're most effective at. So I think this would be really, really cool to really take advantage of. And like I said, I've been in coaching, I've been in scouting and everything else. So, you know, I always kind of like these little stats because it kind of really gives me it lets me know what I can take away from a player.
Yeah.
And for guys that I'm coaching, that you need to work on and get better at a lot of times too. So I always like these little stats like this.
Well, I will say this. The advanced stats can hurt, or help you. So, for example, if we're doing, you know, their shooting percentage versus a certain player, hey, man, don't go out there and get cooked now, because we definitely going to talk about it, and we definitely going to highlight it. So, you know, right. If a player's shooting 85% when being guarded by you, you know, it's going to get talked about. So, you know, just something to think about. And I think it helps, too. I think it definitely helps, like, for, like, defensive player of the year cases or guys who believe they should be on first team, you know, all Cypress.
Right.
You know, that will be like, we could always point to that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we highlighted you. You know, you said you're supposed to do this. This is what happened. You know what I'm saying? So I think it helps us in the long run. It definitely helps the players as well. Now, our next thing for what's new, video upgrades. Sean, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one. We have a new addition to the team.
Mm-hmm. Ivan, we'll be bringing him in over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, he'll give an opportunity. I don't know if any of you guys saw that, but, like, some of the championship videos that were shot, which we got a little attention from Ultimate Hoops nationally, with the editing and the music that was on it and all this stuff. We got a new kind of video guy, video editor, who really kind of would be taking advantage of footage, and it'll be also gives an opportunity to for like our player of the week to kind of really showcase you in a different way that we've been showcasing you, or even not just our player of the week, our plays of the week, you know? So, you know, we're talking about guys getting exposed, you know, hey, you know, you may not want this season, you may not want to be on the bad end of a bad crossover, or be on the bad end of a getting dunked on or something like that, because it's a good chance that we may catch you on video and it will be documented. So,
forever.
You know, these are all, right, forever. Like, yeah, y'all might not want a game where, hey, you know, some of your teams, we have some game wins on you guys already that we've played over and over again already. I know some of you guys probably don't like. But, yeah, like, you know, so this is going to give us a new, you know, the tools that we use with our computers and our phones, they're obviously, they're pretty good, but it's nothing like some of the footage with some of the technology that he has. It's a lot different, and it's a lot better than anything that I can probably do. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be an opportunity for us to take it up a notch and take it up another level and kind of really showcase you guys on a different level that you absolutely deserve. Because, you know, you guys do things special here, and it's documented in black and white, but it may not always be documented with film. It's kind of like, you know, Will Chamberlain has the 100-point game that everybody knows about, right? But there's no footage of it. So, in this case, so a lot of people still be like, man, he didn't do that for real.
It's a lot of people saying that.
You know, all right, a lot of people saying, so in this case, you know, we'll have a lot more video, a lot more footage of you guys this season. And just kind of to showcase a lot of the great things you do here in Cypress.
Yes. Okay, and then last but not least, everyone's a critic. Going to use the same format, pretty much. We do plan on doing, you know, maybe one or maybe two player interviews this season. I know it's been a while since we've had guests outside of Verge. So whether that be call-in or in-person, I know that, you know, summertime is coming up. Well, school's about to end. You know, we're not that far away, about another month or so. Me and Sean will be more available to do the in-person podcast, which I know everyone likes. So looking forward to that. I'm going to definitely try to get somebody different that we haven't done in a while. Oh, that we haven't done ever, or someone that we haven't done in a while that's, you know, maybe a good friend of the show. And we'll definitely get another player interview in there. Is there anybody that you can think of on the top of your head, Sean, that we definitely need on the show?
I wouldn't mind seeing my guy Sweeze on the show. Hall would probably be a good guest. Marcus Hall. Who else would be a good
one? We haven't had any of them, huh?
Yeah, man, there's some good guys out here, man. You know, a guy who doesn't talk a lot, but he has a great radio voice. Shannon. I don't know if y'all know Shannon Handy.
Yeah,
he's another guy I wouldn't mind having on. Who else, man? I wouldn't even mind like a Jay Walk. Daywalk would be cool. Any of those new guys. We got quite a few new teams that we've talked about. Larry's always a good interview. Yeah, it's quite a few guys that I wouldn't mind. Hell, even Jake McDonald, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite a few guys that I wouldn't mind seeing get a spotlight being on show. I think they'll be for great conversation. And like I said, I think we have a lot of personalities, and I think our personalities need to be showcased, not just on our interviews.
Yeah.
And speaking of interviews, I might have to take a poll. You might have to do a poll on this, Kevin, and post it on Instagram. Let me know with the guys. When we've been doing our interviews, now we've been having our little stations. We've been doing them in the we've done it in the aerobics room. We've done it in the Zumba room. We've done it in the yoga room. So would you guys be okay with, you know, doing live interviews right there on the court after the games or during the games, having live interviews? You know, we might do a little poll on that, see how guys feel about that.
Maybe I'll do that on the next for the preseason power rankings when I post it on Instagram.
There you go. There you go. We'll just see. That's very good, man. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We'll see though.
They actually do pay attention to the poll. So yeah, I'm definitely think that's a good look to post it at that point.
Absolutely.
Dang. All right.
After you guys though.
Of course. All right. Episode 226 in the books. We'll be jumping things off Wednesday. Cannot wait to get started back playing basketball with you guys and covering the game. Looking forward to it. Live via cell phone. I'm Johnny Good with Sean. We're out.